Good evening, everyone. We'd like to begin by inviting you just to join us for a few minutes of silence. So if we can just put our books down and so on, and we'll sit together in a few minutes of silence. It is really my great, great pleasure to welcome you here to Mount Apu, to this complex which is known as the Academy for a Better World, and to Peace of Mind number 8. This is in fact the 8th time we've had such an event here. And I know that some of you arrived yesterday, and I think the majority have just come. So we really do hope that your travel was safe and okay, and you're not too tired. Tonight we are really just going to have, if I can say, the first of a few welcomes. Tonight is just going to be a very simple welcome, and tomorrow you're going to be welcomed by one of the daddies, Daddy Gulzar, Brother Nirvay. But the aim of tonight was to welcome you and to give you a briefing about the retreat and the facilities here, some important information. And then we'll have an early night, which I think many of you might appreciate. I think that we are about 270 altogether from about 55 countries. I don't think we'll know the final number until tomorrow. But we've come from all corners of the world, and we've converged on the mountain here. And we've been waiting for you. There's an organizing team that's been here for a few days. We've been waiting for you and looking forward to your arrival. So I can say from my heart, it's really, really special to see you all here. What I'd like to do, first of all, is introduce Dr. Nirmala, who's sitting on the stage with me. She'd just like to share a few words, and perhaps some of you do know her. She's the coordinator of the Brahma Kumaris for the Asia-Pacific region. And she is a long-term yogi of over 40 years. And you'll be meeting her on a few occasions throughout the retreat, as you will many of the elder sisters and brothers of this organization. And Dr. Nirmala began, or was living in Bombay, grew up in Bombay, studied medicine. And while she was studying, came in touch with the Brahma Kumaris, and I think had the feeling that she'd like to combine, you know, healing bodies with healing souls. So she ran a center in Bombay for about 7 years, and then was invited to help in international services. And I think for the last 25 years or so, has been running the centers right throughout the Asia-Pacific region in about 15 countries. And like many of the sisters, you'll meet, has a wealth of experience in meditation, which she'll be sharing over the next few days. But also, I think, exhibits in her life a wonderful purity and humility. So the personal example is something which is very inspiring. So she would just like to welcome you and share a few words, and then I'll follow it with a briefing. So please welcome Dr. Nirmala.
Om Shanti, greetings of peace. Welcome home, especially those who have come today. Those who have come yesterday, welcome to this Harmony Hall, because I think this is the first session we are having in this hall. This is our home, your home also, because this university is university, come home, come hospital. Because the father, the founding father who established it, at this awareness that the whole world are children of one father, so with this universal brotherhood feeling, and this was termed as home, Some of you might have felt it as a home, but as you stay for 7 days, I'm sure you will feel this is home. And this is university also, where we are studying spiritual knowledge, understanding us, ourselves, understanding life, purpose, etc. During these 7 days, you will go through the basic course that Brahma Kumaris are teaching. So you can consider yourself student, you can consider yourself to be our spiritual brothers and sisters. And as I said, this is hospital also, spiritual hospital, because our mind and spirit are not really healthy. That is, we are having the sickness of negativity, and that's what we need to cure ourselves. So Madhuban, or the land of honey, this is a highest pilgrimage place where thousands of yogi have done meditation. Not only Brahma Kumaris, Kumaris of this university, but there are many other ashrams where many, many saints are doing meditation. Apart from that, there is a temple of Jainis, Galwala temple, which you'll be visiting one day. And so this is a pilgrimage place for one of the Hindu sect, Jainism. And many pilgrims come for that. Mount Abu is also a hill station for two states, Gujarat and Rajasthan. So during holidays or especially weekends, we have many, many tourists. So though the local population may be only 15,000, but every weekend they may have 10 to 15,000 tourists in this small village of Mount Abu. So it's a nice place, as you will see this place. But apart from that, in this place, the yogis have created such a powerful atmosphere of peace and meditation that most of us, we feel that we don't need to make effort to meditate. As soon as we come here, there is that natural meditation. So you'll get the benefit of the vibrations created by thousands of yogis over the last nearly 50 years. So that is also a plus point for your visit. But I would say you are really fortunate one to be taking part in this retreat. Because as this is a deep retreat and many have taken benefit, and many BKs wanted to bring their friends and relations and contacts for this retreat. And we had requests for more than 400 people who wanted to visit. But unfortunately, because of lack of accommodation, we were not able to invite everyone. We are the few selected ones, or those who nominated themselves first were invited for this retreat. And I'm sure during this visit, you will have not only pleasure of the company of people from 55 countries. We call this a confluence of meeting of many, many people from different parts of the world. But apart from that, during this 1 week, you will be able to take benefit from the experience of the wealth of at least 30 yogis who have been meditating from 20 years to 67 years. Because this is a place where we have all the senior yogis staying here, the dadis we call, senior sisters we call them dadis. So they are all here or they are coming here specially for this program. So you will get the benefit of their presence, experience as well as their wisdom that they have for last so many years. So that's why I think you are really fortunate to be here at this time to take benefit from not only the environment and atmosphere, because the weather at this time is also much cooler and getting cooler day by day. So it's autumn here and the rains have just finished, so everything is green, because when we come in February, March, it will become a bit dry. At this time everything is green, so the environment is also conducive, and hope in this few days that you are here, you will see the magic of this land, and also you will experience your own transformation. And whatever you have come for to experience is, I'm sure you will experience it and you will get further tactics to increase your wealth of spiritual knowledge and meditation. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much, Dr. Nirmala. As I mentioned, I just want to pass on some important information to do with really all aspects of your stay here. So I'm going to try and be as succinct as possible. And perhaps I should say right at the beginning that I hope most of you have received this pack of information. Did you get these beautiful folders? These Rajasthani folders, and there's a big sheet in here which has information for participants. So quite a few of the things I'm mentioning are there, but I will run through them, and just to give you details of the week, the program, the facilities, etc. Really the whole aim of this retreat is so simple, as in the title, it's peace of mind, and the whole of the retreat has been designed for that. And as Dr. Nirmala was saying, this is a very unique place. The whole atmosphere is created by those who live here. There's hundreds of residents here who practice meditation. And I was thinking just today that it's a wonder, really, isn't it? I mean, when was the last time you had 1 week for yourself? When was the last time? Have you ever had a whole week in your life just to concentrate really on caring for your mind and your thoughts and delving into the depth of peace? And so over this week, we'll go into the knowledge, the method, the practice, and most importantly, the experience of meditation. This is the whole focus of this week. And the whole program has been built around this. And just to give you a little bit of an idea of the program, and you've probably read it in your from your booklet, the blue program here. We have a structure for the day, and we begin each day at, well, before 6:30. There'll be meditation from 6:30 to 7:15. And in the practice of Raja Yoga, we see that the whole of the day is built around the meditation practice at the beginning of the day, because we create thought patterns and they influence my actions and my relationships. And this is why we would really encourage you, it's probably the most important part of the day, to try and be there in the meditation hall, which is directly below us in this building. Now, this is a very complicated building. Might take you a few days to work out how to get in and out of it. But there's a meditation hall below. And if we can suggest, if you can wake up, you know, before six, freshen yourself and be in the hall at 25 past six. And we would really appreciate, if possible, if you could be there a little bit before the actual program begins, because if we come late, we may disturb those that have arrived on time. So we would really appreciate if you can try to reach there on time at 6:30. And each day we will begin with the meditation. The meditation, there will be a little bit of commentary, a period of silence, and a little bit more of commentary. And then we'll be taken on a silent walk just to take our meditative thoughts. And once again, each day we'll just begin with silence, and we just humbly request that we just try to keep that silence on the walk. It's a beautiful time of day here, and just at dawn we'll take you on a little walk just around this complex and outside, and we'll come back and have breakfast. Now, the morning is mainly aimed at the information or the knowledge of meditation. So each morning one of the senior teachers, the senior yogis, will share the ideas of the methodology of meditation, the knowledge and theory, and later on in the program there will be experimental meditation workshops where we'll try to help you move into those stages of meditation. Then after lunch we're keeping study free, and from our experience we've tried not to make the program too intense, give you enough time to absorb what's going on. So in the afternoon there'll be a bit of free time, but we will have quite a few outings, and during your stay you'll be able to visit the Global Hospital of the Brahmakumaris, the original complex which Dr. Nirmala talked about called Madhavan, which literally translated means the forest of honey. You will go to the Dilwara Temple, which is really a world famous temple, beautiful temple. We'll go to the Peace Park one evening for some games and some meditation, and we'll also go to what we call Bubba's Rock, which is a wonderful experience of meditating and looking down towards the plains of Rajasthan. In early evenings, almost every day, we'll have a period of meditation, and maybe we'll meet some of the daddies, the elder sisters who've been with the organization right from the beginning. And after dinner, there's a little bit of free time, and there will be some entertainment, some traditional Indian dancing, folk dancing, and so on. And during the program, on a few occasions, we were going to invite you all just to have a little bit of silence, occasionally at meals, and one half day of silence. So that's the general structure of the day. To begin with meditation, then the morning sessions, the study, the afternoon, a little bit of free time, evening meditation, and after, in the late evenings, some light entertainment and so on. Now, some of you may be interested to look around this complex, and I really suggest that you have time to do that. There was a tour this morning for those who arrived yesterday. There will be another one tomorrow at 2 p.m. and that will begin, you'll be reminded after the morning session tomorrow, but it will begin from reception. Now I'm going to bring up a lot of places here, and I'm pointing as I'm speaking, but reception is just right opposite the entrance, and if you're interested, there'll be one of the residents here will take you on a tour of this whole complex, and so you know where everything is. Now where you arrived today, or yesterday, is what we know as the information office. That's in the foyer of a building called Vishnupuri. Now, they might seem a little bit difficult, some of these words, but as you stay here, I'm sure you'll get used to them. And that's where really any information you need during the week, you can just have someone there to answer your questions. That's where you've registered, hopefully. You've got your package information. And that's also where you should leave your valuables. And we do suggest to leave passport, tickets, money, and so on there in the safekeeping at Vishnupuri. Now, accommodation, we've got three areas, Vishnupuri, Harmony House, and Shanti Kunj. And I hope that you've all found a room in one of those three places. If you need anything in your room, please ask. And that's something we'd love you to have for the whole retreat. If you need anything, please feel, as Dr. Nirmala said, it's like your home. Please ask, because our experience is that the more you feel comfortable and relaxed, the more you can really absorb what's happening here spiritually. So each room has an attached bathroom. And just a hint that if you turn on your tap in the morning to have your bath and it's cold water, have patience. Eventually the hot will come.